Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
If there's one philosophy that nearly all entrepreneurs share, it's this. We just need to get stuff done. This makes sense, especially when you're still building your business and you don't have the inertial momentum of a mature enterprise. You can't afford to sit around navel-gazing and talking about things that don't move the needle. The problem is not that these leaders have the wrong goal in mind. Rather, they have the wrong understanding of how to achieve that goal. In many companies, the reality is that it's everyone's job to get stuff done, including the CEOs. No doubt you've mastered the art of delegating and holding people accountable, meaning you've moved on from getting stuff done yourself to making sure other people are getting stuff done. The problem with this seemingly logical idea is that it runs into a cold, hard bit of math. When a company reaches 150 employees, it gets exponentially harder for anyone to get stuff done. There are too many work streams, too many projects, too many meetings, and too many people in every meeting, and often, as a result, too many conflicts. Getting stuff done is now a matter of careful orchestration, not working harder. What's happened to cause this? Organizational complexity has started to bite because the complexity of an organization grows exponentially, even while headcount grows linearly. But the problem is worse than that. As headcount grows, so do the number of products, projects, offices, time zones, cultures, and languages spoken. Each of these factors is an additional complexity bomb that makes it much harder for people to collaborate. Too often, leaders ignore these issues until things are so bad that progress is visibly slowing down. At that point, they tend to address each symptom as a one-off, seeking quick-fix solutions that might help temporarily but don't address the root causes. Other leaders just push harder, throwing more people at the areas that are holding them back or setting more demanding targets. But at this stage, the organization no longer responds positively to increased pressure from the top, because it's not about getting people to work harder or faster. Your people are caught up trying to achieve internal alignment and overcome internal frictions, and increased pressure from the top simply compounds the problem. It's like trying to untie a knotted shoelace by pulling harder. Unsurprisingly, none of these approaches work. So, what should you do instead? First, change your mindset. While it's true that most of your people should be focusing on getting stuff done, and your managers on making sure stuff gets done, that's not the job of senior management. Only the CEO and a few others have the full overview of the organization that's required to see what's really happening, where the bottlenecks are, where resources are misallocated, and where interpersonal conflicts are holding things back. And more importantly, only top management has the unquestioned authority to intervene in these situations. When departmental execs do so, they may be rebuffed by the other side or viewed as behaving politically. Next, develop your OQ, or organizational intelligence. Most leaders pride themselves on their ability to read a business situation and know what to do. How to resolve a product problem, rescue a dissatisfied client, or calm an anxious investor. But to build an organization that can scale effectively, leaders need to become equal experts at diagnosing and treating organizational maladies like structural misalignments or interpersonal conflicts. And finally, build a culture of collaboration early on. It's 10 times harder to build a culture of collaboration once problems such as silos have taken root. Instead, encourage everyone in your organization, particularly all managers, to proactively build deep trust with key internal counterparts and stakeholders. They should also be taught conflict management skills so that when things do go wrong, as they inevitably will, tensions are addressed quickly and aren't allowed to solidify into silos or barriers to collaboration. When your company needs to scale, your job as CEO is fundamentally different than in the past. You're no longer there to get stuff done or even make sure it gets done. Your new job is building an organization that can get stuff done reliably and well, one that knows how to collaborate effectively even as organizational complexity is growing. That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.